Well, it's a happy or rather unhappy tax day. Yes, April 15th passed this past Monday. And if you haven't already done it, this is your late notice to get those federal taxes done. That was the deadline. The IRS will be much less kind when it gives you a reminder about that. Americans spend billions of hours every year doing their taxes, and that's a lot of work that you don't get any sort of compensation for. In fact, you end up, of course, usually having to pay for that work. And as our guest today will tell us, that is a not only a massive suck on Americans' resources, but there's also a couple of little funny things in there that you may have forgotten to include in your tax return that maybe you want to, you know, maybe you need a little amendment about. So we'll try to have a little chuckle on this dark week when the federal tax bill comes due. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Joe Lancaster. He is a colleague of mine at Reason Magazine, and he wrote a piece this week looking at some of the stuff that the IRS wants you to include, including your drug dealing income, Joe, on your taxes. We'll get to that in just a minute, but thanks for taking some time and joining us here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to the funny bits, let's do the, you know, the unpleasantness up front here. Americans spend something like $6.5 billion with a B hours doing their taxes.
Yeah, the National Taxpayers Union puts out these numbers every year or so, and this year on tax day they released their newest round of numbers, which were, yeah, like you said, $6.5 billion hours is what Americans are expected to expend this year just for the process of actually filing their taxes, of just putting in the paperwork, of telling the government what it already knows of how much they owe. The National Taxpayers Union also estimates that that is the equivalent of $280 billion in lost productivity, and that's in addition to the $133 billion that people spend in actual money just to get their taxes done every year. So that's, you know, over $400 billion in lost time, lost income, or lost cash that people spend every year just to do this annual ritual.
Yeah, and of course, that doesn't count the something like $5 trillion in taxes that is expected to be collected this year, which, of course, we should also know won't come close to paying for the federal government's operating costs this year, which will ring in somewhere around $7 trillion. We'll collect $5 trillion in taxes and still run a massive deficit here. We're talking with Joe Lancaster. He's an assistant editor at Reason, and he's the author of a piece that you can read at Reason.com this week. Don't forget to claim your drug dealing income on your taxes. Okay, Joe, we teased this at the beginning, so we've got to get to it here. The IRS actually has some rules regarding not just drug dealing income, but like, hey, if you stole property in the past year, you got to put that on your taxes too.
Yeah, so part of the reason that it takes so much time and so much effort is because of all the different things, the little details in the tax code that, you know, the things that you have to claim, the things that count as income, and the IRS expects that if you made money dealing illegal drugs, you have to claim that as income. Like you said, if you stole property in the last tax season, you have to claim that as well. On that one, it does specify unless you return it to its rightful owner in the same year. And then I guess in that circumstance, you don't have to claim it if you gave it back within the same tax season. If you took a bribe, you have to claim that as well. It also noted this, or noticed this morning, it does specify that income from bribes and kickbacks are not, those are non-deductible expenses as well. So you have to claim that as income, and you're not able to deduct, if you pay a bribe or a kickback, you're not able to deduct that as an expense. So that's good, at least, I suppose.
So the IRS wants the records on both sides of that. They want to know, hey, I paid a bribe, and they want to match that up with who got it. I have to wonder about who is actually reporting that sort of thing on their taxes, but I guess you're supposed to do it, and then we'll leave it on this, Joe, but tell us about what you're supposed to do if you know that you filed a fraudulent tax return.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You're supposed to save your tax forms for a certain amount of time just in case the IRS comes back later with questions and subjects you to an audit. If you file a fraudulent return, you are supposed to keep those records forever. Because if you file a fraudulent return, then there is no statute of limitations. The IRS could come after you for that literally whenever, until the heat death of the universe, I suppose.
Yeah, keep those fraudulent tax returns forever. Obviously, report all of your ill-gotten gains on your taxes and then keep those records if you're committing tax fraud for the rest of your life. Every criminal is going to do this, of course. That makes all of this makes perfect sense. It makes your head spin a little bit. I suppose it explains a small bit of the cost that Americans have to go through every year because of the insane bureaucracy that is the IRS, that is the federal tax code. This is just, of course, one small, slightly humorous piece of it. Joe, thanks for taking some time and walking us through all that today.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
And as Joe points out in this piece, which you can find at Reason.com, I mean, hey, all of this goes back, of course, to maybe the most famous case of tax evasion in history, right? Al Capone was ultimately prosecuted and convicted for tax evasion, not for any of the other crimes that he might have done during Prohibition. Maybe if he had just listed his racketeering income and kept those tax returns, maybe he wouldn't have gotten in trouble. Who knows? Folks, you can check that out online at Reason.com. Don't forget to claim your drug dealing income on your taxes by Joe Lancaster. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.